now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
As challenging as many older workers have found it to save money for retirement, the situation may be even worse for younger workers. The rising cost of education represents a major challenge for millennials trying to get a head start on saving for retirement. As indicated by CNN Money, last year, 7 out of 10 graduates had loans to pay. These graduates left college $37,000 in debt on average. These same millennials are being pummeled by stagnant wages. Hourly wages in the U.S. have expanded by only 9% over the past three decades. On top of that, home prices are rising faster than wages. Consequently, more Americans are renting homes than at any point over the past 50 years. Owning real estate has been a key factor in helping older generations produce wealth. However, young people have been stuck paying lofty rents, including in communities producing lots of jobs like Boston, New York, San Francisco, and Seattle. Pensions represent yet another consideration. Three decades ago, more than 30% of private workers had a pension. That's down to just 14% today. That may help explain why people younger than 35 are collectively associated with a negative savings rate. There are many implications, including the fact that younger folk shouldn't wait to produce detailed household budgets. They should also ensure that they have the best possible deal on student loans. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.